What is your legacy? John Alston said, "The only thing you can take with you when you're gone is what you leave behind." Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of 5 Minute Friday. I want to share with you three questions that could literally transform the rest of your life based on your answers and based on your actions from those answers. Questions are this: what are you creating with your life? Who are you impacting by your way of being? And how will the world be different because you were here? Feel free to write these down, because I want you to answer them and really think about your answers. And your answers may shift over time, and that's okay. It may evolve and grow based on the season of your life. But this is important to think about your legacy, whether you're a teenager listening, a college athlete, a new mom, a grandparent. It doesn't matter where you are at your season of life. This is an important topic, and these are three important questions that everyone should answer. And if you don't know the answer to these questions, then life is going to be a little unfulfilling. Life is going to be a struggle, a stress. There's going to be a lot of uncertainty. And listen, even if you do know these answers, there's still going to be uncertainty and stresses and challenges along the way. There's going to be obstacles. That's the beautiful part of life, that there are obstacles when we chase our dream. But if we don't even know what our legacy is, what our dream is inside of us that we want to leave behind, then everything seems kind of random, stressed out, frustrating. There's a lot of negative emotions as opposed to the positive emotions we could have. And whatever your reason is for why you think you were born, you know, it could be a spiritual reason. It could be a random reason. I'm here randomly and I have no clue why I'm here. Or there could be a bigger cause for you. Whatever the reason is, it's important to give this experience meaning. It's important to create some type of meaningful experience here. Otherwise, we're going to be pretty miserable throughout our lives, and it's not going to be fun. And, I like to believe that we are here for a reason, and there is a greater power guiding us through this experience towards something bigger than all of us. And other people think that, there is no reason, it's chaos, and we're here randomly, and we just exploded, and this is what is left. And, it's fine to think about whatever, but we're here for a reason. There's a world of possibilities. We were born here, and this world is available for us to explore, to create, to connect, to try things, to live life. And it's a beautiful experience if we choose it to be. But I want you to answer these three questions. And again, I'll read them off to you. The question is, what are you creating with your life? Really think about this. What do you want to create? We are here to create, to explore, and to create. Are you going to create something that's negative? Are you going to create something that's newsworthy on the negative side, where there's killings happening all over the world right now, and Orlando just had this mass killing? Are you going to create something that people talk about in a negative way? Are you going to create something that is inspiring and empowering and moving people towards a clearer direction, to a more joyful experience in this life? You have a choice. Is that choice going to be a positive creation or a negative creation or no creation at all? What are you creating with your life? Literally write down right now, what am I creating with my life? And write down all the things that you are currently creating and what you want to create. No matter how crazy it may sound, whether it's a business idea, an invention, a family, an experience, a feeling, joy, love, what are you creating and what are you going to create? Write that down right now. The second question is, who are you impacting by your way of being? So who are the people you're impacting in your life? Write that question down and then answer it. I'm impacting my brothers and sisters. I'm impacting my parents. I'm impacting my children. I'm impacting my classmates. I'm impacting my team on my sports team. I'm impacting the employees at my company. I'm impacting my colleagues. I'm impacting the people that listen to this podcast. Write down all of the people you are impacting and how you are impacting them by your way of being. So write that down, all the people you're impacting, and who do you want to be impacting in the world? Maybe you're not impacting as many people as you'd like right now. Who do you want to impact? Write down who those people are so you're clear on what your legacy currently is and what you're going to leave behind. The third question is, how will the world be different because you were here? How will the world be different because you were here? The world was a certain way before you were born. Then you were born. And how do you want the world to be different because you're here? Obviously, it's different because you're here. You're a human being. And therefore, once you were created, the world was different. But how do you want the world to be different based on who you're being and what you're creating in your life and for the rest of your life? So write a list down. How will the world be different because you were here? This is a part of your legacy, my friends. And I just got a great message over on Instagram, actually, the other day that I saw from a guy who said, I've been following your podcast for over a year and a half. I found it and I started listening and I got addicted and I started seeing results in my life. And I finally caught up to all 344 episodes. And I would watch or listen to them when I was driving or when I was working out or when I was going to bed. He just said that they were so inspiring. He was getting so much great information from the guests I was bringing on that he saw the impact in his life and he wanted to leave something better behind. He wanted to create better things in his life and impact more people. And for me, that is meaningful. That is meaningful to know that I am creating something that other people from around the world, I think he's somewhere in like Eastern Europe, and other people from all over the world who I have no clue who I'm impacting until they leave a message, whether it be on Instagram or email or Facebook or whatever it may be, and tell me what they've created in their life because of the impact I've given them. For me, that is so meaningful. It gives me meaning. It gives me fulfillment. And it inspires me to learn more, to give more, to create more so that I can impact more people all around the world, people that I know about and people that I don't know about. Because I can guarantee there's thousands of people listening right now who have never commented, who's never reached out, who never told me what they've learned from this podcast or what they've gained from this experience that's helped them in their life. Even if it's just one little golden nugget that shifted them in a relationship or their business or their health or their spirituality. And for me, it's so fulfilling and rewarding to know that it's making an impact on people's lives. So I want you to answer these three questions today. This is important because it will guide you. It will help you get clearer on your vision. If you feel stuck or frustrated, it's going to put you on the path towards living a fuller, richer life. What are you creating with your life? Who are you impacting? And how will the world be different because you were here? Think on that today, my friends, and I hope that is helpful today. I hope that gives you some insights. I hope it gives you some clarity on where you're at in your life and what you want to create moving forward. Because whether you want to believe we are here for a reason or it's all random, we're still here. So what are you going to do with your time to make the most of it? Now, most of the people listening are entrepreneurs or entrepreneurial-minded people or people who want to strive for more in their life, strive for more in their health, their relationships, their spirituality, and their finances and their business. And a lot of people reach out to me for online business, online marketing advice, and learning how to take an idea and turn it into a profitable business. And for years, I've been building my business and I've sold a company and I've been coaching other people at a high level how to generate more sales, more leads, more traffic, all these things that we talk about in building an online business. And for years, I've been doing one-on-one coaching and group coaching, and I haven't been able to scale this information at the level and the quality that I would like to until now. And I just released my brand new program about how to build your online empire, and it's called Legacy. This is about something bigger than just making money. This is about really creating a meaningful life around the thing you love doing and making a full-time income with that thing that you love to do. And I've put everything together, you know, 8 years of training and experience and lessons and learning and building businesses, and I've put everything together in one place. How to take any idea. I'm going to teach you everything I've learned from when I was on my sister's couch, had no money, living off credit cards and had student loans. And I'm going to teach you how I built it into a multi-million dollar empire, how I turned all of my ideas into a profitable business. And I've been working on this for the last 6 to 8 months. We've been developing the content, we're packaging all the information to make it consumable, easy to understand, and easy to implement so you can replicate it and build your own business around your idea as well. It's called Legacy, and you can go to lewishouse.com/legacy course, and it'll give you all the information there. There'll be a video explaining more about it, a bunch of testimonials, all the information about what you're going to get in this course, but it breaks down everything you need to know to take any idea you have and build it into a sustainable, fulfilling, meaningful business that gives you the flexibility and the freedom you want in your life as well. Essentially, everything I've learned about building an online business, I teach in this course. I give it to you all in one place and break it down video by video, worksheet by worksheet. So make sure to check it out, lewishouse.com/legacy course, and let me know what you guys think. Already had a bunch of people signing up, so I'm very excited for all the new students who are going to go through my training about building your online empire and building your legacy. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, it's lewishouse.com/345 to get all the show notes and to share it out with your friends. If you have any friends who you feel like are stuck or not sure what they want in their life, make sure to send them this link to let them go through this as well and answer those three questions. What are you creating with your life? Who are you impacting? And how will the world be different because you were here? I love you guys so very much. It's been an incredible journey. Episode 345 is in the books. We've got some big interviews and big guests coming up, big topics that I'm so pumped to get in front of you. Thank you for being here each and every week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.